See you in Seattle. See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington, in celebration of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair.
Art, music, technology, business, food, culture. All of these things can be found at a World's Fair. But why was there a World's Fair in the first place? Paula Becker and Alan Stein, co-authors of The Future Remembered, the 1962 Seattle World's Fair and its Legacy, tell us a little about the first World's Fair in 1851.
In London, the Crystal Palace Exposition was the first World's Fair, and it was actually Prince Albert, who was married to Queen Victoria, who was the Queen of England at the time, and he had the idea for a big exposition that would bring people together and that would be especially a way that people could learn about new and interesting scientific developments at that time.
Years ago, people didn't have access to other parts of the world. There weren't personal computers to look up other people or places. Through a World's Fair, people were exposed to culture and ideas from around the world.
The concept of a World's Fair in the early days, in those days, especially the early ones in the 1800s, this was before airplanes, before any kind of ease of travel. So you didn't get to really see other countries. Well, this way the other countries came to you. So if you were living in London, you could see all these exhibits of exotic lands.
You know, it's really different now, World's Fairs, because when you think about 1962, of course, no computers, right? So people couldn't just look something up on the internet and see, you know, well, what did Thailand look like? They couldn't do that. Most people didn't fly around. Air travel was pretty new and expensive at that point in terms of commercial air travel. So to have all of those countries of the world and all of those things and all of those paintings and displays come to you was a much better and more efficient way to really learn about other parts of the world.
Hosting the 1962 World's Fair was exciting and transformative for Seattle. City leaders and residents rallied to hold the fair for a number of reasons.
Actually, it was the idea of some people who lived here in Seattle who remembered another fair that had been put on in Seattle in 1909 called the Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exposition. And they wanted to do another fair like that because it had brought people from all over the world. And it had really helped people in other parts of the world start to understand what Seattle was and where Seattle was.
Another reason that they wanted the fair here was the Seattle never didn't really have a civic center, and by a civic center I mean a centralized location where you could have stuff for the performing arts and for gatherings. So once the fair is over, we'll be left with a grouping of theaters and restaurants all in one location.
And it was such a good idea because, you know, if you think of Seattle now and you try to imagine it without Seattle Center or imagine it without the Space Needle, you know, you almost can't do that, right?
At every World's Fair, new things were introduced to the city and the world. It could be a new gadget, a new type of art, or a new type of food. In Seattle, everyone went crazy for a delicious treat.
Oh, the Belgian waffles. Yeah, it's interesting. Belgian waffles, which are basically waffles with cream and strawberries. I mean, that's pretty much it. This was the first time in America they had been tried. They were introduced at this World's Fair. And because of that, I mean, you think about it now, it's like, okay, it's waffles with cream, you know. But in 1962, that was really something, and people flocked to this thing. It's amazing to think of.
The World's Fair creates memories for the people who visited it and leaves a legacy with its host city. In Seattle, the Space Needle, built expressly for the 1962 World's Fair, has become an icon for the city. And many of the other buildings and events at the fair have dramatically changed Seattle.
I think that the Seattle World's Fair of 1962 did have and does have a lasting impact. First of all, a lot of people in the rest of the world started to understand what and where Seattle was from that fair. And the people who were here, who were teenagers and young adults who worked to make the fair happen, for them, it taught them that they and Seattle could work together to make something really, really big happen. And I think when a city knows that they can do that, that it changes what that city's idea of its potential is. And I think the fair did that here in Seattle.
See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Martin Tran, Claire Erickson, Irene Yuvin, and Michael Stott, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to HistoryLink staff historians Paula Becker and Alan Stein, For Culture and the Washington State Arts Commission, and the Seattle Center Foundation. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org.